Hare Krishna. So today we are very fortunate to have His great Advaita Chandra Prabhuji giving class on glories of Srimati Ganga Mata Goswami. So Prabhuji, you can take over the call.
Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavati Sevaya Bhagavati Ruttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nandagopas Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So today we will discuss on the on the glories of Srimati Ganga Mata Goswamini. She was one of the great devotees of the Lord who, right from the childhood, had this kind of a spiritual inclination as well as displayed spiritual enlightenment. Along with Ganga Mata Goswamini and Janava Devi, these were two very big examples of leaders of the Vaishnava community, of devotees in the time of Lord Chaitanya. Or just after Lord Chaitanya departed, these two female devotees actually were shining examples, and they were almost leaders of the community at that time. So we'll discuss about her glories today. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In Bengal, several years ago, there was a kingdom which was ruled by the king Naresh Narayan. And this king Naresh Narayan had a daughter whose name was Sachi. This Sachi is different than Sachi Mata, who is the mother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From very early childhood, Sachi, the daughter of King Naresh Narayan, she had devotional inclinations. Even when she started her education, she absorbed herself in grammar, in poetry, and very quickly she became very adept in grammar and poetry. And slowly, slowly, gradually, she became immersed in studying the Vedic scriptures. And she was fascinated with what she would read in the Vedic scriptures, especially things which were related to Krishna consciousness. When Sachi came of age, she grew up. She grew up to be a very attractive young woman. But in her mind, she was never attracted to any boy or a man. No matter how handsome or rich or how well-spoken they were, her mind was always filled with thoughts of Madan Gopal. So, in this way, but the king, the father, Naresh Narayan, he was anxious for his daughter's marriage. He began to think of arranging the marriage. Sachi understood that my father is anxious. She told him, "Father, I'm not going to marry any mortal man born of this world of death. I've already given my heart to Madan Gopal, who is my eternal husband." But Sachi would not want to get married to anyone. In due course of time, the king and queen grew old, and always regretting their failure to arrange for their daughter's wedding because their daughter would not be ready to be married. They were always regretting their failure, and in due course they passed away. And the king and queen, when they left, the royal succession fell to Sachi. Sachi was given the responsibilities of governing the kingdom, and she very dutifully accepted it. One day, Sachi said, "I want to go to my kingdom and see a little more of my kingdom." And she left to visit the holy places of pilgrimage. She appointed certain relatives to govern in her place while she's touring. She wandered here and there, so many different holy places, but her heart could not find satisfaction any place. She decided, "I must seek a bona fide spiritual master and inquire from him what should I do to satisfy my heart, the spiritual longing, the spiritual seeking that is there in my heart." After much travel, she arrived in Jagannath Puri. She was taking darshan of the Jagannath deities, and a miraculous thing happened. She just looked at the deities, and a message came from within her mind saying, "You should go to Vrindavan." And she was shocked with this message. What has this thought come upon me? I just wanted to be in the eastern side. How come? How can I go to Vrindavan? But internally she was also very pleased. She was thinking of practical arrangements, but internally she understood, she felt that now my good fortune has arisen. she walked her way to Vrindavan. And there she met Haridas Pandit. Haridas Pandit is actually the one who whose favorite deities, whose Ishta Vigraha is Sri Banke Bihari Lal. She met Haridas Pandit. This Haridas Pandit, he had single-minded devotion to Gauranga and Nityananda. Sachi Devi, she became filled with ecstasy and she meditated deeply on Sri Madan Mohan, on Madan Gopal, and asked for shelter from Haridas Pandit. Haridas Pandit agreed to give her shelter, and Sri Sachi Devi, with her eyes pouring tears, she fell at the lotus feet of Haridas Pandit and prayed for his mercy. This is extremely important in our spiritual life, to beg for mercy. Because ultimately, what is mercy? Mercy is something that we do not deserve. We always say, please give me your mercy, please give me your mercy. But what is mercy? It has just become a spiritual jargon. I need mercy, I need mercy. Mercy is always there, actually. We just have to be qualified to receive it. Even Srila Prabhupada, he would say, please accept my blessings. Whenever he would write his letters, if you see, he would say, please accept my blessings. And this is a very, very instructive phrase. Please accept my blessings, which means my blessings are always there upon you. Please accept them. We have to be in a mood to accept the mercy. The mercy is always there, just like sunshine is always there. When the sun is up, sunlight is everywhere. But we have to open the doors and windows of our hearts for that sunlight to come in. Just like if we close all the doors, windows, close the curtains, the sunlight will seep in a little bit. That means we are not ready to accept the sunlight, but it won't come in with a full blast unless we open the doors and windows. So we have to be actually more eager to receive the mercy, to accept the blessings. It's not just us who are asking for mercy. Even great devotees, they also speak in this way. I'm so fallen. I need mercy. They do it in the madness of love. And we do it because we are mad. And Krishna, he is testing us. He's seeing. Whenever a devotee calls out, Krishna, please, I want to come to you. Please reveal me, yourself to me. Krishna is always there. He's right there next to you, listening to you, giving class, listening to us, hearing the class. But he's thinking, my God, these people, they don't understand. The only reason I'm not showing myself to them is because their love has not become ripe yet. And if I keep myself away from them, they'll hanker for me more. And by that hankering, their love will become ripe. Sometimes we feel, Krishna, why is he not showing, revealing himself to us? I've been chanting for so long. I'm performing service for so long. But Krishna wants our longing to increase. And then he says, I can show myself. Krishna thinks this devotee, he doesn't understand that I'm doing this for his benefit or her benefit. I want to be with them, but I can't be with them now because they are not ready. So I have to do this. I have to stop myself from revealing just yet. And this is what he did even to the gopi. When Krishna left Vrindavan, they started hankering for him. And in that hankering, their love became so intense that Krishna had to manifest himself in his bhava form always in Vrindavan. And so we must continue doing this. We must continue begging for mercy. Even when we are chanting, even when we are reading Srila Prabhupada's books, even when we are performing our devotional service, our mood internally should be, I'm not qualified for this. Please give me your mercy so you can be revealed to me. So at the time of death, I can remember you. This is all a practice for the final exam, to remember you at the time of death. And if I can perfect myself and remember you always, then I will be able to remember you at the time of death. So in this way, Sri Haridas Pandit gave shelter to Sachi Devi. In fact, Chaitanya Charitamrita tells about Haridas Pandit that his ancestry was that there was a devotee called Anantacharya who was the disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. And this Anantacharya, his body was always overwhelmed by the ecstasy of Krishna Prema. He was a very, very advanced devotee, very magnanimous. Anantacharya was a reservoir of all the good qualities, and Pandit Haridas was the disciple of Anantacharya, who is the disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. And Sachi took shelter of Haridas Pandit in this disciplic succession from Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit is none other than Srimati Radharani coming along with Gauranga. Gaur Gadai. So Haridas Pandit, he wanted to examine Sachi Devi's qualification to be a disciple. And he said, it's not possible for a king, for the daughter of a king, to go to Vrindavan and live as a pure devotee. She's expected to be constantly absorbed in bhajan, very little to eat, no comforts. So he said, Sachi, you are the daughter of a king. It'll be better for you if you stay at home and worship than go to Vrindavan. It's very, very tough. Sri Sachi Devi understood that my Guru Maharaj is testing me. She paid no attention to these words of discouragement. She went on continuing her bhajan, her service to her guru, and with fierce determination, renunciation and austerity, she continued. Step by step, she renounced her opulent dresses and fine ornaments and all of that. This is how slowly, slowly we should give up our material tendencies. Rather than giving up everything at one shot, we should give it up in the form of progressive extremism. Progressive extremism is a way that you can give up slowly things, slowly, slowly, small, small things, but for life. For example, if someone wants to lose weight, sometimes we go on a strict diet for a month or 2 months, and then we lose a lot of weight, and when we arrive at the appropriate weight, then we stop eating. Then we feel, okay, now I can start eating. Now I can start eating as much as I want because I have arrived at the weight, because there's no strategy for what will happen when we reach the desired weight. So it's recommended, give up something very small, but for life. Like you can say, something that you don't like anyways, you can give that up initially and say, for life I've given up. And then slowly, slowly, you can build your way to maybe a fruit that you don't, that you like. You can just say, okay, this fruit, one fruit, I give up for life. So do something small, but have that determination in our minds to just do it for life. If you have to turn vegetarian, start small, small, and then give up for life. Once we turn vegetarian, then this thought itself doesn't come, whether I should eat or not, whether I should eat meat or not. Why this thought does not come? Because we have determined in our mind that that's not even a question I'm going to entertain. As soon as we start entertaining the question whether I should do or not, we are leaning towards doing it. So progressive extremism is what Sachi Devi did. And slowly, slowly, she increased her austerity. One day, Haridas Pandit Goswami said to Sachi Devi, I'm very much pleased by your austerity. If you like giving up all pride and fear, you may wander throughout Braja and practice begging from place to place as a devotee. You have my blessings. Sachi Devi's joy knew no bounds. Now, this is not something which is recommended for all Matajis. But Sachi Devi was very, very special in this case. And Haridas Pandit Goswami gave her blessings, gave his blessings. So free from all false ego, her body was only covered with rags. She went to house at house in Vrindavan, begging alms like a bumblebee. And that's why it's called Madhukari. Madhukari means just like a bumblebee, Madhu, takes nectar from different flowers. Similarly, a devotee goes and begs alms from different places. Somewhere rice, from somewhere they'll get chapati, from somewhere they'll get some sabji, and then that's how they, whatever they get that day, they just eat. A bumblebee doesn't stay on one flower for long, because there is fear that when it gets dark, the lotus flower will collapse. All the petals will come together and the bumblebee will get trapped. Similarly, devotees who are doing Madhukari are recommended to not take everything from one place, not be attached to one house, but get different things from different places. So she was doing Madhukari. And in this way, she showed intense renunciation and austerity of a very advanced devotee. All of the devotees in Vrindavan, they were astonished by her severe renunciation. Gradually, her body became frail, weak. She grew thin. She was covered with soot, and her body became blackish. Still, she took no notice of her condition. She continued following her austere regimen. She was physically exhausted from her diligent service. And exhausted, she would just sleep on the banks of Yamuna, then rise the next day and take bath in the Yamuna and cleanse the temple of the Lord. And in this way, she would just keep wandering, circumambulate the holy places, see the aarti of the deity, listen to the lectures on Srimad Bhagavatam. And seeing this lifestyle, Haridas Pandit Goswami, his heart was filled with pity for Sachi Devi. And he became increasingly merciful to him, to her. His mercy towards her increased. He told her, Sachi, you are a princess. And yet, you have made such an intense effort to worship Krishna that seeing your renunciation, seeing your austerity towards devotional service, I have become very, very happy. Soon I will give you initiation. So earlier she had only taken shelter, but now Guru is saying, I will give you initiation. Now Haridas Pandit, he had another disciple called Sri Lakshmi Priya. Lakshmi Priya, she used to chant 300,000 names of Krishna every day. We chant 16 rounds, but this is 300,000 names of Krishna. Of course, each mantra of the Hare Krishna mantra has four names of Krishna. So our 16 rounds has about 6,912 names of Krishna. And she was chanting 300,000 names of Krishna, which means it's about almost so many different 300,000 versus 6,900. We love this is 43 times more she would chant. 43 times she would chant 16 rounds. That's unprecedented. But Haridas Pandit sent Sachi Devi to live near Lakshmi Devi. And both of them would perform their daily bhajan on the banks of Radha Kunda. They would circumambulate the Govardhan Hill every day. Lakshmi Priya and Sachi Devi together, they would circumambulate Govardhan Hill and stay in the banks of Radha Kunda. And Sachi continued her worship of Krishna with great determination together with Lakshmi Priya. Until one day Haridas Pandit called her return. He instructed her, now you have performed enough bhajan in Vrindavan, you should continue your bhajan but return to Jagannath Puri and go back to Jagannath Puri and start preaching. You are ready. Because at that time almost all of Mahaprabhu's personal associates in Jagannath Puri had gone back to Godhead. They had entered into their eternal unmanifest pastimes. And Haridas Pandit understood Sachi Devi, with her determination, she is the one who can continue the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Sachi Devi, she left Vrindavan, she returned to Jagannath Puri. On the order of her Gurudev, she went to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. All the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had left this world, but she would live in that house where Mahaprabhu would also come. Mahaprabhu was given shelter in the beginning at Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. He transformed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya there. He revealed the form of Shatbhuj Mahaprabhu, six-armed form. There, in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house, she engaged in bhajan. And she began giving classes on Srimad Bhagavatam. Now this old house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was dilapidated. It was crumbling. So for a long time, no one lived there. No one remained there to worship the Damodar Shalikram Shila that was once worshipped by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya himself. Sachi Devi, she established first-class worship of the Shaligram there, and she would daily give Srimad Bhagavatam classes. and devotees from all over Jagannath Puri and far beyond, they would come to Sarvabhauma's house every day to hear her speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. In a very short time, her Bhagavatam classes became very famous, and people would come from miles just to hear her. Her glories of the Srimad Bhagavatam classes went far and wide, and the king of Jagannath Puri at that time, Mukunda Dev, who was the descendant of Maharaj Pratapa Rudra, he came to hear Srimad Bhagavatam class from Sachidevi. And hearing her original explanations of Siddhanta, of the Vaishnava Siddhanta, the king was completely dumbfounded. He thought, I'd like to make a nice offering to Sachidevi. And that night he had a wonderful dream. The king of Jagannath Puri, Mukunda Dev, in his dream, Lord Jagannath came and ordered him, I know that you want to perform a nice offering to Sachidevi. She's very, very dear to me. Offer Sachidevi a place on the banks of the Ganges. And Jagannath left the dream. The following day, Mukunda Dev got up. He remembered the dream. He ran to Sachidevi. And with great humility, Sachidevi offered the king a sitting place. Asked him, what's your reason for your visit? King Mukunda Dev, he explained about the vision he had from Jagannath and how the Lord had instructed him to construct a place by the Ganges for Sachidevi. Sachidevi was very humble. She was not disposed to accept any sort of wealth or a comfortable situation for living. But she was refusing. But the king kept pressing. And finally he said, do you want to ignore the order of Lord Jagannath? And she could not say anything. She did not want to violate Lord Jagannath's order. She believed King Mukunda Dev and agreed. At that time, King Mukunda Dev issued a decree saying, naming a holy ghat by the side of the white Ganges after Sri Sati Devi, Shweta Ganga. Shweta Ganga near Jagannath Puri was named after Sachidevi, that ghat. And that decree, that declaration said, let it be known that Sri Sachidevi, who was a princess, the daughter of King Naresh Narayan, left everything to come to Jagannath Puri and preach the holy gospel of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the holy message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in her name, this ghat is being named as the Sachi Ghat near Shweta Ganga. If we see, Shweta Ganga is actually flowing right opposite Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. One day, Sachidevi wanted to go to the Ganges to bathe. But Sachidevi's Guru Maharaj had forbidden her to never leave Jagannath Puri. So Sachidevi gave up her desire to bathe in the Ganges. That night, Jagannath came to her dream and said, Sachi, don't think like that. On this day of Mahavaruni Snan, when Varuni will take bath, that day you must go and take bath in the Shweta Ganga. In fact, Ganga Devi herself has been praying for your association. So please, go to Shweta Ganga. Shweta Ganga is very near Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house, but it is technically outside of the Shri Kshetra. So because of that, she was not wanting to take bath. But then when Lord Jagannath said himself, she, having had such divine vision from Jagannath, she became very joyful. And the day of Varuni Snan came, and Sachi Devi went to Shweta Ganga to bathe. As she bathed at Shweta Ganga, the current of Ganga Devi picked her up and began moving her along. We can see in Rishikesh, the current of Ganges is so ferocious. Similarly, because Ganga Devi was so much longing for the association of Sachi, the current of Ganga Devi picked her up and began moving. The waters of Ganges overflooded the pond, and the current ran before her in a flood until she arrived at the Jagannath Mandir. Seeing this, thousands and thousands of the Dhamvasis in Jagannath Puri became ecstatic and took their bath in Ganges. All the four directions, they were filled with prayers and they were shouting in ecstasy, huge commotion. Everyone saw this thing of how the current of Ganga Devi picked Sachi Devi and overflooded the pond and flooded till the Jagannath temple. Suddenly the guards of the Jagannath temple, they awoke and they saw what's happening. When they saw, they were speechless. There was commotion going on in all directions. They went inside the temple. The king also had woken up, anxious to see whether everything was all right in the temple. The king ordered the gates of the temple to be opened. As the gates were opened, by some miracle, Sachi Devi was standing there alone inside the temple of Lord Jagannath. Seeing this figure of Sachi Devi, the servants and pujaris of Jagannath being very, very protective towards him, they said she must be a thief. How can she come in when the doors are closed? She must have come to steal the valuable ornaments of Jagannath. But then on the other hand, they were saying, how can that be? There were so many guards outside. How can this frail lady come inside like this? Immediately, Sachi Devi was imprisoned. And she stood for trial for theft. But Sachi Devi's mind did not become weak, did not become confused. In fact, she took this opportunity of being imprisoned to absorb herself in constantly chanting the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And such intense was her chanting that Lord Jagannath again came in the dream of King Mukunda Dev and angrily told him, immediately release Sachi Devi from your dungeons. I personally arranged for her to come to my temple because I wanted to personally arrange for washing her holy feet, lotus feet. That is why I had Ganges bring her to my temple. If you want your life to be auspicious, then you better make the Pandas and Pujaris bow at her feet and pray for her forgiveness. And I order you to take initiation from Sachi Devi. Seeing this in this dream, king was very, very regretful. He was very repentant. How could I doubt Sachi Devi? And right after taking bath, he had the Pandas and Pujaris go to the place where Sachi Devi was being held and immediately release her. He fell at her lotus feet and begged for forgiveness. Paying full dandavat ashtanga, full eight-folded obeisance, The king brought many gifts and begged her to forgive him for the offense of this lotus feet of the devotee. And he told Sachidevi how Lord Jagannath had come to the dream and ordered him to accept her as his guru and take mantra initiation from her. Hearing about these pastimes of Lord Jagannath, Sachidevi became very joyful. Her heart filled with love for the Lord, that you care so much for me? I don't deserve this. But because you have ordered this king, I will give him initiation. She placed her hand on the king's head and she gave him her blessings. And initiated him in the mantra. On that day, along with the king, many Pandas and Pujaris also took shelter of her. And from that day onwards, Sri Sachidevi was known as Ganga Mata Goswamini. One who is favored by Mother Ganges, who the Lord personally arranged for Mother Ganges to take her from Shweta Ganga to enter into Jagannath temple. And because she was so renounced, she got the title Goswamini. Because she became the guru of the king and the Pandas, she was known as Ganga Mata Goswamini. One day, a smartha Brahman, he came to the banks of Shweta Ganga to worship his ancestors. His name was Mahidhar Sharma. He had heard of the glories of Ganga Mata Goswami. He was very eager to have darshan of her lotus feet. I will go and worship my ancestors on Shweta Ganga and also be able to get association of Srimati Ganga Mata Goswami. Sri Ganga Mata Goswamini offered great respect to the Pandit, offered him a place to sit. She asked him, What was your purpose for coming? And Mahidhar Sharma, this Brahman Pandit, explained that my real reason is to actually get your association. Seeing his genuine earnestness and piety, Sri Ganga Mata Goswamini explained the Siddhanta of Srimad Bhagavatam to this Brahmana. This Brahmana Pandit was astonished. What explanations? How simply you have explained the entire essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is said that one who is expert, the sign of being expert, the symptom of being expert, is that one can explain complex things very eloquently. That means that person has understood the subject matter in such depth that depending on time, place, circumstance, and the person and the audience, they can actually explain it in words that can be understandable. And he, Brahmana Pandit, understood. She's such expert. The Pandit Brahmana, he asked to take shelter of the lotus feet of Ganga Mata Goswamini, and at that time she initiated him again into the mantra. And on the order of Ganga Mata Goswamini, after giving him initiation, she ordered him, now you should go and preach this message of Naam Prema and the teachings of Gaur Nityananda throughout Bengal. And in this way, Ganga Mata Goswamini not only preached the message of Lord Chaitanya herself, she also initiated so many devotees and ordered them to grow this movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this was the glories of Sri Mati Ganga Mata Goswamini. We pray for her blessings that we can also follow the in her footsteps, and develop attachment to Namaruchi, Vaishnav Seva, and preaching the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following it ourselves and preaching it to others. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. We will end here. If there are any questions or comments, we can take now.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my apology.
Hare Krishna.
Very wonderful class, you know. I didn't know, but I knew Gangamata Goswami, but I didn't know anything much about it. It's a very, very nice class, I mean, very nice description and you gave. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Is there any book about her, or is there any written? Because I like to read, that's why I'm asking. So please let me know. Hare Krishna. This is Kamalikiran from Baltimore.
You want to know where you can find?
Yes.
Well, I found some references over the internet. So if you just Google Gangamata Goswamini, you can find many references and websites about her.
Okay. Thank you very much, Prabhuji.
I don't know of any.
Huh?
But I don't know of any particular book.
Oh, I see. Okay. Thank you very much. Very, very wonderful class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. Prabhuji, I missed little portions of your class, but Mataji had gone to the Vrindavan at all, or I was not very sure if I understood that.
Yes, she went to Vrindavan. Okay. From Jagannath Puri, she went to Vrindavan. That's where she met her guru, Haridas Pandit, took shelter from him, and eventually he gave, seeing her, you know, austerity, he gave initiation to her also. And then she was living in Radhakund with with another of her god sister, Lakshmi Priya Devi, and they would do Govardhan Parikrama every day, live in Radhakund. But one day Haridas Pandit called her and said, you should go to Jagannath Puri and start preaching.
Okay.
So came back to Jagannath Puri.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. It was an amazing story. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
So, Prabhuji, another question I had in my mind was, so those days, going to Vrindavan, you know, for a woman might have been very challenging. With going alone, things. So, was that common practice for women to go all alone all the way till, you know, Vrindavan?
No, that was not a common practice for women to go alone. But she was special. She was specially protected by the Lord, so she was able to do this. And of course, she was the queen of her kingdom at that time. So she went to different holy places. It's possible that she might have gone with her guards, but I don't know whether she went to Vrindavan with her guards or not, because she came to Jagannath Puri and many other holy places. But when she came to Jagannath Puri, that's where she was inspired to go to Vrindavan. So there's no account of how she went, whether she went with her royal things or she went on foot. But knowing her determination, it seems like she might have gone by foot. But yeah, it was not common practice, neither then nor now. Now it has become even more dangerous.
That's right. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Lord Pranam, all Goshti Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Very, very inspiring story, Prabhuji. How the lady can do so much renunciation even though she was princess. So, very nice, Prabhuji. It says, Miss Mataji, who was year or something?
What year? They say that it is after Lord Chaitanya had left, and so it's more towards the later part of the 16th century. So 1500, after 1550. Is what you see.
Six Goswamis were there in the Vrindavan?
No, six Goswamis were not there.
And can you speak more about Haridas Pandit?
Haridas Pandit, the only thing that is told about him in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that he was a disciple of Anant Acharya. And Ananta Acharya was a disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. So we know Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar. So Gadadhar is Radharani, and Gadadhar Pandit's disciple was Ananta Acharya, and Ananta Acharya's disciple was Haridas Pandit. So there's not much known about Sri Haridas Pandit, but some places, I've heard that the Baki Bihari temple, Baki Bihari deity, is the worshipable deity of Haridas. Now I don't know if that Haridas is same as our Haridas Pandit that we are describing here. I'm not sure about that. But the only thing written about Haridas Pandit in Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita is that he's a disciple of Anant Acharya, or grand disciple of Gadadhar Pandit.
Thank you very much. And Prabhuji, so after taking initiation and everything, so did she came back to her kingdom and started ruling, or she was renounced?
Yeah, she was renounced, and she did not come back to her kingdom. She became a guru and in Jagannath Puri.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very, very nice. Wonderful story.
Thank you.
Prabhuji, you mentioned about Lakshmi Priya, another devotee. She was chanting 300,000 names. Is that the same amount of names sung by Namacharya Haridas Thakur? Isn't that right?
Yeah, about 192 rounds.
How?
Amazing. 300,000. Yeah.
And another thing I noticed was Prabhuji, you mentioned about the Shaligram Shila of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and it was left without any worship for quite some time. So what I heard from someone was that we should never leave Shaligram Shila without any worship.
That's true. It is said that if we stop the worship of Shaligram, then even the descendants and all that, they start suffering. And that's true. That's why Ganga Mata Goswami, she re-established the worship. It's not mentioned that there was no worship going on, but it was like not at the level that it should be. So yeah, she established the worship of Damodar Shaligram.
Okay.
Because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house became, dilapidated and was crumbling, and no one was staying there. And somehow Sachi Devi was attracted to stay in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. Even now, if we go there, it is like it's not very well maintained house, but we can see the place where in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house, Lord Chaitanya revealed his six-armed form to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Two arms holding the bow and arrow, one arm holding the danda for renunciation, another arm holding the renounced pot, the kamandulu, and one arm having butter, another arm having the flute. So Krishna, Rama, and Chaitanya, these are the two arms of Krishna, two arms of Lord Rama, two arms of Lord Chaitanya. Like that, six-armed form, Shadbhuj Mahaprabhu, was revealed in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house, where he wanted to tell Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that that same Rama, that same Krishna, is Chaitanya. And also, there are many, we went last time to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. The pujari there, he showed the scriptures that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya would read. And they are still in those form. And they have been preserved chemically so that they don't, crumble and become dry and like that. So it's a very, it's not a very opulent house, but it has a big veranda, it has a temple, it has rooms upstairs where Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya would would stay. And this is where Ganga Mata Goswamini stayed too.
Wonderful. Thank you, Prabhuji. Very nice information. Hopefully we can visit sometime these places.
Yeah, when we go to Jagannath Puri, we just mostly go to Jagannath Temple. But then there are so many different places where there is pastimes of the devotees of Lord Jagannath and devotees of Lord Chaitanya. There is Gambhira, of course, where Lord Chaitanya would stay. There is also this Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. It's a little bit on the outskirts of Jagannath Puri, but it's there. There is Gambhira. There is the Tota Gopinath temple where Gadadhar Pandit used to live. So, yeah. So, Sachi Devi was the great grand disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit used to live in Jagannath Puri, in Tota Gopinath temple, and he used to live in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya house. So you can see she was like one, two, three generations apart from Gadadhar Pandit, which means three generations from Lord Chaitanya. There is also the Siddha Bakul, where Haridas Thakur used to stay. So all these places, when we go, we can actually feel the vibrations of these great souls.
Thank you, Guruji, for all those information. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, how about Anantacharya? Do we know anything about him?
Anantacharya, not much.
Okay.
Anantacharya only as a disciple. Just that it is said that, you know, Anantacharya was a very ecstatic devotee. And his body was always overwhelmed. This is what Chaitanya Charitamrita says. His body was always overwhelmed by the ecstasy of Krishna Prema. He was magnanimous and advanced in all respects. Anantacharya was a reservoir of all good qualities. No one can estimate how great he was.
This Sachi, who became Ganga Mata Goswami. We say her name is Sachi. We don't say Sachi like Lord Chaitanya's mom, right? It's a different pronunciation.
Yeah, mother, her name was Sachi, but yeah, we call the same thing. We say Sachi or Shochi. If you say in Bangla, we say Shochi. Like there is no sa in Bangla. It's sh.
Mm-hmm.
So we say Shochi. And it's not Shachi. There is no a also. There's no sa, there's no a in Bangla. Sa is called sh and a is called a. So it's Sachi, what we say in English as Sachi or Sanskrit, it becomes Shochi in Bangla. So she was also called Shochi.
Okay.
Like
also, this she initiated Lakshmi Priya, right?
No, Lakshmi Priya was her god sister. Lakshmi Priya was another devotee who came to Vrindavan, and Haridas Pandit sent Lakshmi Priya and Sachi Devi together to Radha Kunda to just do their bhajan together.
Uh-huh.
So she was her best friend, kind of.
Okay, but we probably don't have much information about her, right? Lakshmi Priya.
No, not Lakshmi Priya. But yeah. Anantacharya, of course we heard about this, but Anantacharya was a disciple of Gadadhar Pandit, but he was a follower of Advaita Acharya. And that he was initially he was a follower of Advaita Acharya, but then he took initiation from Gadadhar Pandit, because Advaita Acharya was the leader of all the Vaishnavas in Bengal, especially in Navadvip. So everyone was following him, but then later he took initiation from Gadadhar Pandit.
Mm-hmm.
And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he mentions that Anantacharya is an eternal associate, and it's Sudevi. Sudevi, one of the eight principal Ranga Devi, Sudevi.
Yes.
Sudevi came as Anantacharya in Lord Chaitanya's pastime.
Oh, interesting.
And the reason Gangamata Goswamini went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house was because this was originally established by Anantacharya.
Established means it was upon his request.
No, it was the request of Haridas Pandit.
Yeah.
He established, meaning when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya left,
he had continued the deity worship. Then that deity worship of Shaligram, Damodar Shaligram, was continued, but then after some time, when Anantacharya left, the worship was neglected. So that's why Haridas Pandit, who is a disciple of Anantacharya in Vrindavan, asked Ganga Mata Goswami, go back to Jagannath Puri and in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house, my Guru Maharaj had established this worship, also continued the worship, so you continue the worship of Damodar Shaligram.
Okay. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Okay. All right. Are there any other questions or comments? If not, we can end here. Shrimati Ganga Mata Goswamini Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Thank you very much, Prabhupada.
Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krish